advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Man, it smells like socks that you washed, but you left them in the back of the drawer for like 3 years. You know, like they have like a
musty.
Yeah, not even musty.
In here, you're saying?
Yeah,
it smelled like Pirates of the Caribbean is all I could think when I walked in here. There was like damp,
the ride.
Dankness, the ride. Yeah. Oh, that's what I should have said that. That's probably why you didn't understand my original statement.
Yeah, right. I was like, I never smelled the box DVD.
No.
Never smelled the movie.
Smelled like a box. Smelled like Walmart.
Smelled like a Blu-ray. Smelled like a Blu-ray.
This smells like everyday value.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking of everyday value, that Kirkland Speyside 18-year is actually really fucking good.
It is very good.
We just had another sip of it. And who's that from? Eric Castillo and Elizabeth Jackman.
They caught me at Rig City. They walked in last time I got coffee, actually.
Nice.
Locals.
Yeah. Local yokels.
It is appreciated.
Does this seem like a fucking blur to you guys? Like, I mean, it's always like, holy shit, we're in here again. Mm-hmm. But like, for some reason, it's my unit of measurement for time. It's like, it's time to do the podcast. It's my week marker.
And we didn't even do the bonus episode.
Right.
Yeah, fucking, and usually the bonus episode happening on Wednesday fucking, it made it worse. It like wrecked it for me because I'm like, damn, we're here again. And for 3 years, it's been my marker of it's Sunday. And then the Wednesday thing really fucked me up. But you're right, we didn't even do the bonus episode. And
this
I still feel
fast.
Like fucking blinked.
For me, this week was excruciatingly, horribly slow.
Did you go to the fair?
No, fuck the fair.
I didn't think you'd go to the fair.
No, it was a fucking carpet.
Go to the fair.
Goddamn carpet.
Magic carpet.
We got carpet put in May because Vaughn was getting ready to start crawling, and we have like travertine tile everywhere with like sharp ass edges.
Damn this travertine tile.
Damn this marble floor.
The gold was embedding in his knees.
The gold flake was rubbing off on his elbows.
So we wanted carpet for the living room. And then, the bedrooms, two of them just had fucking concrete floor. And mine had fucked up.
I can only throw down so many rose petals to pad your knees, Vaughn, from the travertine tile.
But we got the carpet, and 5 weeks later, there were like fucking balding spots in the carpet.
Oh, shit.
5 weeks. Like, it looked like an apartment that you lived in for fucking 5 years. And it's brand new carpet, five weeks old. Like, there's a spot where we have like a jumperoo that Vaughn jumps in.
Right.
And his little tiny fucking 8-month-old feet bounce around on the carpet. The carpet's getting threadbare there.
So, like, that's the first
one.
They're going to replace it.
Caveman feet.
Yeah, we took pictures of it.
That's because you're leaving the baby in the jumperoo too long.
Yeah.
That's where he sleeps.
It's because he's got hemp.
His feet are just dragging on the floor. The wind from the fan blows him around.
Organic hemp socks.
Yeah.
So we fucking
don't protect.
Took photos of it and sent it in, and the carpet people were like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. So they replaced it, and that was this week. So, in May, we had to pack everything up from half the fucking house and move it, and then move it all back in, and then we had to do it again.
How badass are those dudes, though, with the knee pads and those crazy fucking slamming towards the wall fucking things? They, like, run in, roll that shit out, pull it in, you're like, damn.
Those are called carpet stretchers, Brent.
Yeah.
They slam that thing towards the wall fucking device.
They're really good. They're especially good at like breaking multiple pieces of your furniture and doing a shitty ass job of installing
that
carpet. Happened?
I'm just impressed that like when they do it, you're like, God damn, my floor came out like that. It's just like you see it roll away. They just take it to the front yard.
And I mean, Erica did a lot of the heavy lifting with moving everything because that's how it always works out. But it was just...
Can I use the carpet to roll with my neighbor?
The tiny white girl? Beat him to death with it.
Yeah.
Beat him to death in the carpet.
So it slowed out my week. But I did notice something because for multiple days, when things were getting moved and so forth, I typically had Vaughn, and a lot of times I would go outside with Vaughn. And this is something that I think Brent will.
He held the baby while the 130-pound woman moved the fucking couch and shit. That's awesome. That's a funny picture.
115.
I was gonna say 108.
Yeah, maybe 108. Yeah, she's was a lot smaller than that.
She's pretty muscular though. So I don't know. She's dense.
She's a go getter. So I was sitting out back with Vaughn several of the days while the carpet's getting put in and all that shit. And I noticed,
watch the travertine.
We have a really fucking small teacup Chihuahua that we rescued, AKA stole from horrible people.
Right.
So it didn't die. And it sits outside. There's two pigeons. Okay. This is a pigeon story. I saw your face light up. That changed the
Chihuahua. I was like,
I don't think it's going to be good though.
Nah.
So there's two pigeons. And like when I sit outside, the pigeons, we have a dog bowl with water, and the various birds will fly down, drink the water, take off. And there's two gray pigeons that hang out all the time, and they fly down, they land right on the thing, and they drink the water, and then they fly off. They do it all the fucking time, right, like a bird would do. When the Chihuahua is outside, they land on the ground, walk slowly towards the water. So the Chihuahua loses its fucking mind, runs towards them. They jump up into the air and flap right above its head for a few seconds, land on the line, wait for it to calm down, and do it again. There's two pigeons that are gaming just, my dog. Yeah. Like when the dog's not out there, they just drink water. When the dog's out there, they land on the ground, slowly walk towards the water so they can fuck with the dog.
Have you ever seen mockingbirds like fuck with a cat?
No.
Dude, when I was little, we had this cat. His name was Bo. I think it was like short for Rambo. My brother named it. And it fucking got hooked on cockroaches.
Probably boner.
Like we moved it outside. We're like, oh, it's an outside cat. But then it started like hanging out on the manhole cover, and it would wait for a cockroach to crawl out of the hole, and it would swipe it up and eat it. So then it became obsessed that it knew like a cockroach is going to fucking stick its head out of there. So it just lived on the manhole cover and would run away when a car came and then go lay on the manhole cover and just hoping that a roach would come out. But at some point in time, some mockingbirds fucking noticed it was there. It was like a fucking cartoon show, and they would dive bomb the fucking cat.
Yeah, those things are mean.
And tag team. One would hit it in its ass and then fucking swoop up, and it would turn around because cats are fast, like ninja skills. It would turn around and try to get the other one, and just at the right time, the other one would swoop down and hit it in the ass again, like from the other side, and it turned around. So they're like, pop, pop. Yeah, and then they wait, and the cat would fucking chill back out, like, God damn, I'm gonna get my cockroach. And it was like, swoop, swoop, and it would get him again. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So speaking of the old lady who swallowed a spider, there was owls in my wife's parents' neighborhood. So David and Lisa, stray cats, right? Running around, right? Mm-hmm. The owls swoop down, pick up the cats, fly up as high as they can fly, and drop the cats.
How big of a cat?
Pretty big cats. I mean, owls are big.
You
owls
saw this shit happen? Big.
Yeah, her dad used to watch them do it.
Whoa.
So they'd swoop down, they'd pick up the cats, take them up as high as they could go, drop them, they'd hit the ground, die, they'd swoop down, pick them back up, carry them off.
Take them off?
Eat them.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck. Told you, owls and octopuses. Cats. Nope. Yeah.
No, I get nervous because there was a big fucking huge white owl in our neighborhood for about a year. I was not happy with it.
Is that
and usually I was the only one that, I was usually the only one that saw it, it was at night, but I was always afraid because like
there was a fog and lights.
We have small dogs and I was always like, this thing's going to fucking kill my dog. Like, and every so often when the condors come in, I don't think condors hunt. I think they just scavenge, but condors come in and like right across the street from us is a big water treatment.
We have condors.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a fucking
California bird.
Ancient myth.
Every year in the...
No, that's like our bird of our area.
Yeah, but I thought like the deer killed all their eggs and shit and it was over.
Every year...
They're endangered.
I think it's in the spring, like right before the heat comes, the condors all show up like right across the street from my house.
A bunch of hockey players.
You never went and seen them? Yeah, I was going to say you never went and seen them play.
Dude, they're so fucking huge.
That's our hockey
like
team.
Like you look at them and you're like, oh, there's a fucking crow or something. And you're like, no, that thing's like clear across the street. That thing's fucking
the size of a man. Yeah.
One time I was driving through the oil fields like on China Grade and there was a fucking bird. It must have been a condor then because it was enormous. It was sitting perfectly on top of the telephone pole with its fucking wings just out, just spread out.
They have like
holding
a 6-foot wingspan on
it. And it was just like turning its head like side cock, like looking down at my fucking car as I passed. I was like, what in the fuck is that?
We get like 5 or 6 of them that nest in these trees for like maybe a week and then they take off. I don't know if they're migrating. It always happens the same time every year and I'm always worried for my
pets. That's why I take deep popcorn with me everywhere. Deep
I got big
popcorn.
Dogs. Yeah.
Now with DEET.
Huh?
Popcorn.
DEET.
Yeah.
No, I was saying that's why I have big dogs. They can't get carried off.
Speaking
dags.
Of
like
popcorn,
dags?
Speaking of popcorn, I put El Yucateco on popcorn. El Yucateco is a delicious hot sauce. Do we have an El Yucateco winner?
Yeah, Ron Mills. He put black Teco on egg salad. And egg salad sounded delicious.
Dude, that's my new thing. Remember I told you I ate half of an egg and just like a spoon of mayonnaise? Egg salad, I can only eat a little bit. When I'm fucking hungry, I love it.
I like two egg salad sandwiches.
I got to tell you, though,
it's a perfect amount.
I found something new. And I know Dave had talked about it before, I think, but I don't think I had ever had Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I had Brussels sprouts today.
I know you're going to say that. But I was like, it smells farty. I don't know. You always hear like, don't forget to eat your Brussels sprouts. Like the fucking, your mom's going to make you eat your Brussels sprouts.
I was eating a salad with raw Brussels sprouts in it, like diced up, you know, like a Super 7 salad or whatever, you know. That was fine. But I don't want no steamed.
Dude.
Nah.
I liken it to like, I can't explain why because it doesn't seem right. But I werewolf it to yams or sweet potatoes is what it reminded me of. Mm. They got overcooked, though.
Texture.
That Instant Pot is a powerful fucking thing. Some vegetables, you have to hit zero when you hit it. So, like, you hit steam, and there's a warm-up period where the steam builds up, and then the timer starts. But it might be 3 minutes before the timer actually starts because the steam's building up, and that's enough to cook the shit. So, like, broccoli that's not frozen, and now...
Broccoli?
Broccoli, and... alfalfa sprouts with, we had
zero
bacon, garlic, butter, and Parmesan on that shit.
Sounds which good.
Obviously those things are delicious, but that wasn't it.
I would try it. I would try them, but I don't know.
I left my wife for Brussels sprouts.
They're fucking fine. Delicious.
They're gone.
I love them.
She's gone.
You need to roast them in the oven.
Just like so
cut them in half, hit them with olive oil, roast them.
Get them crispy.
Delicious.
Like bake a baked Brussels sprout.
Yep.
They're so good, dude.
I have a question from Matthew Laborde.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that fucking guy.
He's a bored French guy.
Well, he's a French porn addict.
Oh, wow.
Who is an advocate for keeping porn in analog formats. He's known around the world for his Just Say No to Digital Porn campaign.
Nice.
So,
Respect.
Yeah, I'm with it. You know, keep it on the magazines, the VHSs.
Did you ever do the thing where you peel off like the WrestleMania label and you put it on the Debbie Does Dallas so you could keep it in your room and it was porn?
No, I didn't have a VCR in my room.
I did, and we got busted. Like, yeah. Like, but we should have picked some shit that our parents would never watch. Like, yeah. And it was like, I don't know. We put fucking.
Mom wanted to watch WrestleMania.
Yeah. It wasn't WrestleMania is the problem. It was like a normal movie. Like, that look, Starman, let's watch this. Yeah. Haven't seen that in years. And it was just like, fucking wrecked. Damn it. Come in here. Damn it.
So what's his question?
Question is over and under. Or under and over?
Over and under.
Over and under?
Unless you're in judo. And it's under, and then that go over.
I'll say under That's and true. Over.
Why? That's the opposite of the phrase.
Hmm?
It's always over and under.
Doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be. I like under and over better.
Hmm. I'm not really opinionated on it. I just had like the...
Because I'm thinking of...
That's what ring.
I'm thinking about troll bridges.
Mm-hmm.
You cross a troll bridge over... Troll jumps up, eats you, fucks you up.
Under.
You go under, you see the troll, you can surprise it, kill it, go back up, climb over the bridge.
I can't argue with that logic. Yeah. Troll logic is sound. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going over and under too. Over and under shotties.
Yeah. Oh, well, the shotgun, yeah.
Yeah.
With a troll bridge.
That's why that sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah.
It's the old over under. Or you can give it to her, the old. Under over.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
you can make her under over.
Yeah.
That's where you fuck her from behind with a full Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the move you can't escape from.
Yeah. Well, unless you put your arm straight up, but then I'm just going to grab your wrist. Yeah.
Right.
And yeah.
There's no escaping from that one.
Mm-mm. Yep.
We have a new Skull member.
Oh, I'm excited.
For October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one and only Josh Haney.
It's about time.
Everybody's gonna get their moment.
Yep. Well deserved.
All right. Sometimes, you know, good things you have to wait. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta wait 337 months.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fine. It's like only our fourth one or whatever.
Hasn't been that many months, yeah.
Yeah.
So his household name around here, of course, guys.
Of course he is.
Of course he is. It's gonna be another one of those, guys. You ever watch a World War One video? Documentaries? Huh? So he coined the term taking a Haney back in 1998. That has since caught on. Most Americans are using it on the daily. Some examples of use are Lacey takes a Haney more than anyone I know. And man, I've really got to take a Haney. Congratulations, Joss. You've made the Haney name infamous in our eyes.
Yeah.
Or our brown eyes, that is.
Yeah. I'm guilty of it. I got in trouble working for taking so many Haneys one day.
Yeah.
There's guys at my work, every time the work starts, they got to take a Haney.
Yeah. If you work in a small office space and you have like a public bathroom for the office, sometimes you have to lift your feet up so that no one knows
you're taking a Haney.
Because they'll see your feet and they're like, oh, that's his shoes.
Yeah.
He just fucking did a heinous Haney.
Yeah.
Ooh, the heinous Haney.
So if you got a heinous Haney, you got to keep your feet up so no one knows who it was that was in the stall.
Yeah. That's true.
I literally had to start getting up earlier because my Haneys come at 9:30. It's like clockwork. Because I drink coffee at a certain time and then the Haney comes. And it's like, I got to lock the door if I didn't have coverage, but...
Yeah, you don't want is a rainy Haney. That one is a...
No.
It's bad news.
You do not.
No.
Yeah. And if you do have a rainy Haney, you got to clean that bowl out immediately.
Yeah.
Because that shit cakes.
If you eat a confetti birthday cake the next day, sometimes you have a zany Haney.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or Fruity Pebbles. It'll give you a zany Haney as well.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Good old Haney.
Yeah.
We at least have 4 bottles of whiskey in here from that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he worked at Best Buy at one point in time. So I feel for him on that. What time is it?
So what's our topic?
I don't even know what you guys picked.
Devices of deadly objects and death.
Is that what you guys chose?
Sure. That's what I did.
I mean, I researched for both. I didn't know which one we were doing first.
Yeah.
All right. Switching
so
notes.
So the idea here is to have a discussion of... the implements of death that are used for formal execution. Correct?
Yes.
So that's a very cheery.
France is fucking crazy.
Cheery topic.
Like in the '70s, they still fucking used a guillotine on someone.
Yeah. They got
in the '70s, like 1977 or something. They still use it one last time.
I'm up
so
for
I don't
that
know.
Shit.
I mean, should we start with what the US does? Should we start like back in the day?
I'd say
should we...
history of like starting back, you know, like stoning and sticks and stones from fists. I mean, I think that's what happened is like anytime
from
you
from rolling someone up in a rug and kicking them to death. Boiling them in a pot.
Yeah.
What I thought about, it's like, it's inevitable. Like you had to come up with something that was universally agreed upon because it's like society settled in and there's some fucking asshole being an asshole. And everyone's like, this fucking guy won't quit. Back in the day, they just beat him up with their fucking fists until he died.
That's how it started. Cause as you'll see, as we get into it, there's a lot of these death methods are just fucking brutal.
Did you say beyond like death brutal. Meth heads?
Yeah. The death meth heads, my favorite band.
Yeah. They dress up like Muppets.
No teeth.
And I was wondering why they were so brutal. And I honestly
think the meth Muppets. I was confused.
Yeah. I think life was so short and cruel and death was so common that just killing a motherfucker wasn't good enough.
No, you had to do it.
Like, we're all going to die like tomorrow. Like, what did he die from? Toe?
I don't know, man. With all of our technology, even now, it's like, oh, let's do these horrible things like the electric chair. The gas chamber or like it's all pretty, very like,
but it used to be worse though. We'll get
well it's
there.
Because
we'll
they get to the you know what's humane.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
bullet to the fucking head
and the other
you're not
thing,
gonna mess that one up.
Yeah,
it's
but
over
the other thing is someone has to pull the trigger, so they got to the death.
No,
you know
you're pretty sure if we have a power drill we can make a fucking trigger that pulls and shoots
yeah
the bullet.
But
about
right
the
now they're doing, you know, you have multiple people giving fake, you know, doses, but one of them, you know, killed someone,
right?
You know, like, and they don't know who.
Right.
That's bullshit.
So
if you're going to be man enough to pull the trigger, you better be man enough
to
fucking kill
that
person.
To be the one that did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the death devices, if we go back in time, it's recorded like in ancient laws of China. It was a punishment. Hammurabi's code in the 18th century BC, they had the death penalty for 25 different crimes and murder was not one of them. Oddly enough, so you could kill a motherfucker, but
yeah,
don't
but there's
steal their
reasons
sheep or something.
There's reasons to kill someone.
Yeah.
You don't want to take their sheep,
right?
That's taking from somebody else. You know, I mean, that's going to feed somebody.
There was some of the ones that I looked at. There was a thing called the Draconian Code of Athens, that made the death penalty for every crime that was committed.
Any crime.
You committed a crime, you're fucking dead.
You died.
Damn.
I'm into
it. I'd be scared to go outside, like instant agoraphobia.
Yeah, dude.
How fucking good would you be? Like you're just on your best behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm going to cross the street.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm going
to
this crosswalk.
Exactly. Yeah. I promise you, that's why. It's like, yeah. Do not fuck around. Like,
everyone's just happens, nodding bitch. Their head and apologizing. Yeah. Like, yeah, sorry.
No, you said sorry too much. You die.
Sorry for saying sorry.
The 5th century BC Roman law of the 12 tablets had the death penalty.
That's a kung fu movie, too.
It was. the law of the 12 tablets. But it was different laws for nobility versus freemen versus slaves, like what the death penalty right. was, how you were killed, what you were killed for. But some of the crimes were cutting or grazing of crops planted by another farmer. This would have your neighbor killed, Brent. The burning of a stack of corn near a house.
Oh, dead weeks ago.
Done. Dead.
These yeah. are weak so far. Compared
he painted
to
his door again for the record. New door paint, third color.
Nice. Yeah. Perjury, making disturbances at night in the city. Willful murder of a parent.
Mm-hmm. That's weird and specific.
Or
well, you public can do by accident.
Publication of insulting songs.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So if you have a rap beef in ancient Rome,
yeah.
you're mm-hmm. dead.
You die. Mm. You got to be nice to the other person.
Exactly.
Bro, you come over here with your good looking eyebrows.
I love you like a brother. I'll rub your back.
Yeah. So be like just nothing but nice rhymes. The nice beef.
Oh, man.
Look at this guy. Got a dick bigger than mine. Come over here, boy, with your balls. I'm going to make them shine.
Oh, man.
That's the, yeah, that it was a radically
it was
different world.
Society for
yeah.
sure.
So they did crucifixion. They would drown you at sea. They would sometimes take husbands and wives or men and women and tie them together. And they called, I forget what they called it. They called it a something marriage. And they would tie a man and a woman together naked and throw them overboard on a boat.
Jesus.
So they would sink and drown. They would bury people alive. Nero would impale people, and he did two things. This is Nero was fucking out of
his gourd. We talked about
this,
I think. Yeah.
Well, he would impale people, and one of the things that I read, he would impale them so that they would still be moaning and dying slowly.
You put like a monkey in the bag with you or some shit? Is that one? No?
No, he did that too. He would put a monkey, a rooster, a snake, and a scorpion Jeez. In a bag with you and drop it in the water.
That was a bag of tricks.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, I picture like the cartoon like dust cloud that's yeah. moving where like a yeah. claw and an arm stick out for a second yeah. and the snake comes out and a hand brings it back in.
But here's the one that was my favorite. There was at one instance, he executed a bunch of people, impaled a bunch of them in a way that they would die slowly so that you could hear all of their moans for hours. And then he took other people and he covered them in flammable pitch in a very precise way that would burn really slowly but brightly. And he would tie them to stakes and light them on fire and then have a dinner party in the middle of it.
What the
so
fuck?
The party was lit by the burning people who were screaming for mercy.
They called that a Mandelite dinner. It's very romantic.
So it was, yeah. So like I said, shit used to be off God. The rails with
I'm sadistic.
Yeah. So the next thing that I saw jump up ahead was, the jumping quite up ahead, but getting into the United States, there were like the New York was one of the first states to institute the death penalty. And it was like the denial of the true God, killing someone who didn't have a weapon, killing by laying in wait or poisoning. Sodomy, buggery, kidnapping, perjury, or denying the king his rights.
Weird.
That would get you killed. Not so, killing somebody. Killing someone with poison or laying in wait or killing them when they didn't have
nice.
A weapon. So as long
nice.
As
not
you
like
had
a
weapon.
Face duel.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's a duel,
right.
you're good.
You're good. Right.
Excuse me.
You both
sir?
Agreed.
Right.
Can you
so
hold my
I found some stuff
me?
From like the 5th to 15th century. Mm-hmm. There was a the Museum of Medieval Torture Instruments. Did mm-hmm. you guys see anything on those?
No.
So because I guess the rules were so lax that they would just basically torture prisoners for whatever reason to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Judas Cradle?
No,
I didn't look at the torture ones because I was just looked at the death stuff.
Well, no,
like,
these
yeah.
were to
no,
kill
I know.
People.
There's like Iron Maiden and shit. Yeah.
yeah. So these are some interesting ones. So the Judas Cradle was a pyramid shaped object that was like a pyramid that came to a spike.
That's a band name too.
Right. They lowered the person from above onto the spike in their vagina or anus and then weighted them down with weights until the spike went through them and they either died of infection or puncture.
That's some Vlad from the shit device. There,
yeah. Jesus Christ.
The other one, they would they would saw them in half. So yeah, they would hang them upside down with their legs split and had a two-man saw starting from the taint and just start cutting them in half.
Did you see the top down. The breaking wheel?
The breaking reel. Yeah, the breaking wheel is a good one.
That's just fucking so weird. Like, it's just like, you just did that for fun, for sure.
Yeah, you just tied up somebody in this wheel of breaking. Like, basically their limbs are through, the wheel would turn,
like, and it
would
back just bend on
wind
the wheel.
Them, wind them up Jesus into this Christ. Wheel.
And they would hit them with hammers and blunt yeah. objects as they spun around. Like, what the fuck?
The pair of
That's
anguish.
That's for fun, for sure.
Yeah.
The pair of anguish, which is a good one. So it's
like the fruit, a pear.
Yeah. It's shaped like a pear. Uh-huh. It goes in your ass and then it spreads open.
Oh yeah.
To, I've seen a picture of that thing before. do some damage. So they have the Iron Maiden, the iron chair that you would set in, the iron chair you'd be electrocuted through. Obviously.
Dang, Iron Maiden really sounds like a band name too.
No, it doesn't.
The
it?
Chair, no. The chair is crazy too. They have a chair that you sit in. It has spikes on the side of it. So you sit on the chair. It's normal, but the spikes are in the side and the chair collapses and crushes you to death. That's a sweet chair.
They sell those at IKEA, but they're foam spikes though. Yeah. Just for fun.
The head crusher. Man, you can imagine what that is. Rat torture. So they would basically stick you in a box with rats and the rats would eat you to death. Eat you.
Right.
That's not.
Did you see anything about scaphism?
Mm-mm.
Nah.
This might be the worst one I've seen. This is fucking horror show. Ancient Persia, they would take someone into like a marshland where there's trees growing up out of water, right? They would strip them naked, tie them to a tree trunk so that only their heads, hands, and feet were protruding.
How the fuck are you doing that? Like,
I don't know.
Upside down hogtied thing? Yeah.
Yeah, must have been.
Bathtub status.
They're then force-fed milk and honey. Until they develop a severe case of diarrhea.
What the fuck?
They would sit then they would be covered in honey as well.
But they're underwater though, so just their face.
Well, they would be in, I guess. So all the exposed skin would be covered by honey so that insects would come up and start eating their skin. Their lower body was left in a stagnant pond so that as they shit out their guts from the diarrhea of being force-fed milk and honey, the feces would attract even more insects that would breed and eat inside of their skin. So there are now insects living in your skin, eating and reproducing.
I mean, how much milk and honey are we talking about? Were they all lactose intolerant?
You never heard of Wu-Tang Clan? They're going to sew your asshole shut and they're going to keep feeding you.
That's right.
And feeding you.
Death would take over 2 weeks and was likely the result of starvation, dehydration, and shock.
Good Lord.
And if it was bad milk, you're going to get diarrhea.
Well, right. Probably all milk is pretty milk. Suspect. But yeah. I think there's an expiration
and the honey.
Date.
And the honey.
So
if it was honey from your own region,
is fucking rough. Yeah.
So crucifixion, we kind of just glazed over, but that was horrible too. Like people picture that, but it took weeks sometimes to die.
Oh yeah.
And the public was like encouraged to go by and fuck with you. Mm-hmm, like go by and just like stab you once and keep on walking like, oh, hello. And just like stick a knife in you or break your bone.
Yeah.
Or just fucking
hello
beat
this.
You.
It's like misery.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just walk by and hit you with a fucking stick
hammer
and on their way to get bread at the market. Yeah. For 2 weeks.
Suck my dick, crucifix man. You climb up there with your legs over the top of the cross, just fucking their face. Can't do anything about it.
Wow. Brad clearly would have participated in the fucking festivities.
Fuck yeah, I would have. The festivities, as I call it. Fuck yeah.
So those are the ancient horror shows.
Let me take this. Oh, I'm not going to go there. No. I was going to say, let me take this crown of thorns off. It's going to be all bad.
So that sort of brings us up to the modern day. And I think dealing with modern execution methods still going, like progressing chronologically.
Do we merge modern execution as Mexicution?
I think so. That's a good term.
Wow. Mexicution.
Yeah.
It's just a mix of modern and execution.
Exactly.
Mexicution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mixicution, if we're being. Yeah.
Sounds like modern. A dope. It sounds like a fucking dope WWE tag team.
Mexicution. Luchadors too.
Fuck yeah.
That's better. Now yeah. I accept it.
That's fucking.
Now Brent's on board.
Well, there was no Hispanic element before. Luchadors makes it all work.
There is now.
Yeah. No, that would be fucking dope. I would watch that. Yeah. I'd buy a shirt.
What's their fucking entrance music though?
That's a good question.
That needs
Low Rider.
That's a very good question. No, that was wasn't that Eddie Guerrero's?
Someone had that.
Somebody had Low Rider. I can't remember who.
Born in East LA.
No, that'd be kind of
dumb. Born in East LA.
Yeah, that might be it.
All right.
You okay with that?
No, that's settled.
It's important. You can't have Mexicution tag team and not have the entrance music laid out because we got to paint. Because
then the individuals that are members of Mexicution would each have their own song, but when they came in as a group
together,
they would have to have like when they won, that song would have to play because they'd probably come in individually to their
own.
Could
be La Bamba.
Could be La Bamba. Could be La Raza.
Ooh, that's a good one. Kid Frost.
Yep. Yeah.
That's good, actually. That might be, that might win.
Yeah. So, glad we're still on topic.
Yeah.
So, hanging was a big one, obviously, in America. Like, hanging is as American as it gets. Like, hanging is the thing, right? So, until the 1890s, hanging was the primary method of execution in the United States.
Wait a minute. You said
1990s? 1890s.
Oh, I was like, wait, whoa.
Up no, until dude, the but like even in like, I don't know where it was. There's a date range. Up to like in 1999, like 200,
in Alabama.
No, 200 people were still killed by hanging in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It's not even over.
Yeah, but in Mexico, they're sawing people's heads off and, you know.
That's a Mexicution.
That is a Mexicution. Yeah. So tied it together.
The way that it's done in the modern day by a prison who doesn't want them to suffer, I suppose.
Come on.
I don't know how to really word that.
1999, 139 people hung across 11 countries in 1999. So
yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Huge. They'd be weighed the day before the execution so that they knew exactly how much they weighed.
Right.
And then they would do a rehearsal using a sandbag that's the same weight as the prisoner because they want a certain length of drop necessary to have an instantaneous death. So the idea of a good hanging is you fall, it breaks your neck, you're instantly dead.
Because the way they used to do it, they just had like a big L bracket, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a post with an outbranched like fucking stick, like our tree actually at some point. And they would kick you off the fucking platform or pull a wagon out from under you. And most of the time you sit there and died of strangulation.
Right.
And then they introduced a trap door. So they came up with what was called the short drop. And that's what you're talking about. It was a 12-inch drop.
Right.
And they had to make sure that the length of rope and weight was precise, but it still didn't
work.
That's
a sweet band name too, Short Drop.
Yeah, so then they came up with the long.
That's one of the members of Mexicution.
Yeah, Short Drop. He's the little one.
Yeah.
He does a drop kick. That's his name.
That'll lead to his tall, skinny buddy that's named Long Drop because he's 6 foot and he'll snap your neck all the way off.
Yeah. Because
then they changed it from 12 inches to 6 foot drop. But the problem was
that's quite a change.
It would
12 inches isn't working very much. We should increase it. What should we bump it up to?
Someone was like, fuck math and sandbags. Just drop that motherfucker 6 feet and it'll do it. And then it started pulling people's heads off though.
Who gives a shit?
That's what I was saying.
That's a good hanging.
Yeah, exactly. That's like fireworks.
Yeah. Like, I know we were going to publicly strangle this person, but God, you've crossed the line now. Their head came off. What is this, France?
And rolled right into little Jimmy's bag.
Fuck it.
How's he going to go to school like that?
And that's one of the concerns to this day with hangings in prisons, even in the U.S.
If
the rope's too long and the drop is too long, it'll decapitate them. If it's too short, they'll strangle and kick and
which
rise.
We sort of skipped the evolution of the guillotine, too. That thing wasn't sharp like you thought. Originally, it was just a heavy metal fucking thin like shear that would come down and knock your fucking head off because
had a cookie sheet on the bottom of some wood.
It was just heavy, solid iron that would come down and fucking slap. And there was a guy that was like an engineer and he's like, you know, if you fucking sharpen that and made it this way. And then a guy finally came up with the angle because it would enter like a small amount of the meat and it was more like
kind of like a sword cutting.
It made a sword motion. Yeah.
Right.
Which we did skip. Once the Bronze Age came, swords, people started getting their head chopped off. Then it went to the first executioner, which was the axe man. And those motherfuckers, sometimes if they didn't like you, would make that shit take two swipes.
Right.
And that was the problem with the guillotine originally until they finally got it perfected is it didn't always work. It would come down and just like half chop your fucking head off and they'd have to lift it back up and let it drop again.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Horrifying.
Go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is like, sometimes you want to be like, well, fuck them anyway. What did they do to get that? But you're like, oh, they publicly disgraced the king or
laws are laws, sir.
A non-complimentary rap in public.
But the thing is though, like when, like I was reading the websites from like the ACLU and like different like organizations fighting to get rid of the death penalty and stuff. Cause they gave like really vivid descriptions of what the death penalty methods were. And one of the things that regularly came up was the fact that, you know, this is the ideal, like the hanging will be effective and it will break their neck, assuming the person doing the hanging intentionally wants them to break their neck.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the guy who's organizing the hanging, if they thought this guy was a complete fucking monster, they'll fuck him and make him suffer. But same thing with lethal injection. Same thing with all of it. Like if we fuck up on purpose, this motherfucker's going to suffer on his way out. And people do that to this day.
But the quality of the knot, the size of the noose, like the gravity of the angle of fall, all these things happen where it hits funny and it lands behind their ear
and it doesn't kill them. In the Old West, it was like people would be relieved when they heard who their hangman was.
Yeah. They said it was not like, uncommon to bribe, like to have the family members bribe the hangman to make sure, or the axeman or executioner to make sure that it was swift,
or to pay the court to get the best. Like, there's a really good axeman.
I mean, in the make sure the extortioner. In the end, like now, I mean, doesn't matter. You die. You're not going to know the difference.
You will for a little bit. I guess.
It doesn't matter though. You're dead.
Yeah,
you die. It doesn't matter.
Would you rather die just having your head cut off with one shot or through like six sloppy axe blows?
It really won't
over
matter.
20 minutes.
I know ultimately won't matter, but that's eventually it does. Like if I said you were going to die and you could choose between a swift axe or rats eating you through your balls all the way through your entrails.
Give me the rats.
No, you say that, but you're like, doesn't matter. This hurts like a motherfucker. This is terrible.
I'm just saying,
it took two weeks
saying,
and someone fucked my mouth
why
a second
do I,
ago.
I'm just saying like I'm sentenced to the death penalty. I shouldn't get a choice. If I die slow, I die slow. In the end, it doesn't matter. You're
but
dead.
The problem is there have definitely been innocent people that were killed, or these stupid witch trials and shit that would happen where people were burned at the stake and shit.
Which that's
didn't do
horrible.
Anything.
Yeah.
They ate ergot on their fucking bread on accident.
And
or an accusation was made that they saw them do something funny. And then they're like, well, I don't know. You know, burned the steak. It was horrible. And they melted like a mandel.
I understand that. Like, that's not what I'm arguing.
Right.
I'm just arguing.
I know ultimately it doesn't matter if you die. Then your entire life doesn't matter.
You're not going to remember.
It doesn't matter if you took care of your kids or raised them right then.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If your kids suffer, it doesn't matter because we're all going to die.
Only your legacy matters. You know.
Mandel.
A-B.
What's A-B?
Say it again.
Mandel.
A-B.
Mandel A-B. I got it.
There you go.
Nice.
Not really. So if the rope was fucked up, the strangulation could take as long as 45 minutes.
Right.
So they'd just be flopping like a fish. According to the 1969 U.S. Army manual that has a description of how to hang like a defector or someone from a war crime, the knot should be lubricated with wax or soap, quote, to ensure smooth sliding action.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like,
I mean,
today's hanging with smooth sliding action.
Yeah.
Like you don't want, are you,
don't
you tired
rough.
Of having
you
your head torn off by a lazy knot? Try rope wax. So before
there
the
probably
execution
is that rope wax.
Yeah, somebody, probably
there's
is.
A company that
makes
fucking makes
absolutely
that
they do.
Yeah. For competitive,
you can make
like,
your own.
Like
go to Hobby Lobby. Go to Hobby Lobby and get a recipe to make your own rope wax. Yeah.
So right before the execution with modern day hangings, prisoners' hands and legs are bound. They're blindfolded. Noose is placed around the neck with a knot behind the left ear. Trapdoor underneath their feet, it drops, and then the weight should cause a rapid fracture dislocation of the neck. Although instantaneous death rarely occurs.
Just so you know, for $9 on Etsy, you can get rope wax.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
for all your hanging needs.
Big seller in the South.
Rope wax necklace.
Well,
like a bad
it's
idea.
Rope wax. Yeah. It's like the waxy rope necklace. Yeah.
So there's a book called
it's tricking you. There's you're buying a noose.
Gotcha. <bitch. laughs>
There's a book called The Corrections Professional that has a discussion of it. And it says, if the inmate has strong neck muscles, is very light, if the drop is too short or the noose has been wrongly positioned, the fracture dislocation is not rapid and death results from slow asphyxiation. If this occurs, the face becomes engorged, the tongue protrudes, the eyes pop, the body defecates, and violent movement of the limbs occur.
I feel like you can go pretty quick though, because when you get choked out, that shit's
Well, you would be asleep. That's what I'm saying. It would put you to sleep and you'd be asleep.
But if someone kept choking you and you didn't tap, you went out and they kept choking you.
You die.
I know, but all of a sudden you start shaking and shit your pants?
You could go into convulsion, sure. It's like if you get knocked out.
Yeah. So. I guess we only see like choking in like movies and in the bedroom, but I would stop way before that. Yeah.
It's not so that's hanging, still done. I think it's still done in Delaware and Washington State.
I like it.
In the U.S. As a prime, a lot of places have it as a secondary. Mm-hmm. Like apparently some states.
Like you run out of lethal injection.
If you run out of lethal injection stuff, or a lot of them have a secondary and like this is our primary method, but a lot of states offer a secondary and the inmate can say, no, I want the secondary.
So you get a choice.
They can choose the hanging instead of the lethal injection. But like you said, and this is a becoming a bigger and bigger problem when it comes to lethal injection, which has been the number one method for years in the U.S. It's almost impossible to find the drugs anymore. The last pharmaceutical company in the U.S. that made the drug, because it's only used to kill people, got a shit ton of negative pressure from all of their European markets, because Europe doesn't have the death penalty. So they had to agree to stop producing that chemical. So now state by state, they're running out of the chemical. It's against the law for the states to order them from overseas for some weird reason.
It's three separate things, though.
It's three separate things.
It's sodium pentothal, puts you to sleep. Pancuronium bromide paralyzes your body so that you don't move. And then they give you potassium chloride, which those... I don't know what the middle one was.
It might be the middle
one. That must be that one, because potassium chloride and sodium pentothal are...
And for the record, we live in the right state, because California stockpiled because they saw that the companies were stopping producing it.
Oh, yeah.
So California has a good
stockpile for several years. You know who does it?
Even though the other worry, of course, is that the drugs will go past their use-by date, so you'll get injected with shit that doesn't work anymore.
They tried to build a machine, because normally people
do it. It'll still work, I'm sure.
The people they employ to do it, doctors can't do it because it violates the Hippocratic Oath or whatever.
Yep.
So volunteer paramedics do it. So some guy's just like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
It's like some guy like Brad got a paramedic job. He's like, fuck yeah, I get to push the thing. I'll do it.
Yeah.
So that's who they have to do it. But then they try to build a machine to take the human element out of it, where Brad was talking about earlier. There's two buttons. They get pressed at the same time. Yeah. And no one knows which button did it. And then the machine deletes the data, so it doesn't actually know.
Why don't they just have a fucking turn the machine on and it does it on its own?
Well, that's what the button thing was supposed to do, or like a timer. Yeah, but then no one person set the timer then. They're like, you did it. You set the timer.
Right.
But they went back to doing it with volunteer paramedics because they said they couldn't feel the back pressure if something went wrong during the injection. I'm like, all of our fucking shit. You're trying to say go to the moon, but you can't make a fucking thing that shoots some drugs into someone and can feel back pressure in a syringe so it doesn't pop off their fucking arm. But it happens, like the thing pops off the arm, and the inmate's like, hey, it popped off my arm, and has to call him back in there to fucking put it back.
Hey, can you kill me, right?
The thing to keep in mind, by the way, is that there's always the audience. And
those people are sicker than anybody.
This is what apparently this is why it's a really big deal when the executions get botched. Cause I read one case about someone where that very thing happened. The needle popped out of somebody's arm and the machine was still pumping the stuff out. So there's a floppy syringe spraying like death medicine hose. All over the room. The prisoner is writhing and screaming in pain cause he already got a little bit of it into his system. And all of a sudden they just have to like push the button and the electronic curtains shut.
All slow.
So the audience is, because then they go in, they reset everything.
Hold on. Who's watching though? Like who's watching? Is it family? Does family get to go?
Often it's family. Yeah. It's usually
I want to see that motherfucker
family
suffer.
And journalists.
Like if it's a family, if it's something like that, like obviously they killed somebody. I want to see the worst botched execution.
And the thing is, though, I read that as well. And that's what a lot of the family members say going into the room.
Yeah.
But then once they see the deed,
well, they're not ready.
They're fucking scarred for life. Yeah. And when the deed goes even worse.
Yeah, you can't. If you're not ready for that shit.
No, you don't fucking go.
Like I said, if you're not ready to kill somebody, don't press the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, that,
like, if you're not ready to watch a motherfucker die,
don't watch a motherfucker die.
That's just going to give you PTSD. It's going to fuck you up.
And don't go in there assuming it's all going to go right.
No.
Like, go in there assuming it's going to fuck up and you're going to watch this person scream in agony for 30 minutes before they die.
I think, like, if he turns into a toxic Avenger, like, you can't even be mad at him anymore.
No, not at all.
No.
He's fucking, he just comes out of it all fucked up and bubbly, but he's got superpowers. So,
speaking of being fucked up and bubbly, the electric chair.
Yeah.
Which fucks people up. It's fucking wicked. So the electric chair.
I just don't understand that. All
can
of
we call
shit
it Mexican?
Yeah. What the fuck? So it's also like rudimentary and like simplistic. You're like, we have the technology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You're just going to hook wires to a fucking metal hat?
Yeah.
And so with sponges and shit?
The first chair was built by William Kemmler in 1888. And then it wasn't used until 1890. And once it was used, it became like, it spread like wildfire.
I still think,
and it took over hanging.
I think guillotine would be like, guillotine would still be the cleanest.
Sure.
Like the guillotine comes out, shunk, it goes into a bucket. There's, you know, the blood's covered. There's a way to spatter guard or something, you know.
Next. Like, spatter guard.
Yeah.
Are you tired of messy executions? You need spatter guard. The Elizabethan collar.
I like
a product of Procter and Gamble.
Clothes back, you know,
from the makers of rope wax.
Yeah, we bring you splatter guard. Yeah.
The electric chair, though, it was spawned by the fact that someone witnessed an accidental electrocution when someone in the early days of AC current, someone touched some open fucking bus bar and got fucking smoked. And then Thomas Edison jumped on the train to support it to be like, hey, yeah, we should do that. That's the thing.
Totally, we'll make a chair.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. So he was a huge proponent, but Westinghouse was actually against it because he was the one that was building the generators that had AC current that they would need. He refused to sell them the generator, and they had to go to like fucking Rio de Janeiro and buy a generator or something from someone that had already bought a generator.
Wow.
And then a dentist or something is actually who invented it, and that's why it's a chair, not like a table or something.
Okay.
Because it was a
dentist.
So
if it was like a massage therapist, it would have been a table.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. Or if it was a prostitute, it would have been a bed.
Yeah.
Electric.
Or a canoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a canoe. Yeah. So for modern day electric.
If it was George Foreman, it would have been a big grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been sweet. You get grilled. Man, all the fat just goes off in the fingers.
That's right.
Like the,
that's right.
Man.
And then several of his children named George Foreman watch every execution.
Mm-hmm. That'd be sweet.
And make quesadillas on it and some execution.
That's right. That's right. We're back.
Bring it back.
We're back.
It's full circle.
I'm saying.
So the electric chair, the person is usually shaved. Because the hair will light on fire.
Yeah, and it smells.
Yeah. Strapped to the chair with
down
a belt.
Down there too.
Yep. Yeah. That crosses the chest, groin, legs, and arms. Metal skull cap shaped electrode is attached to the scalp and forehead over a sponge moistened with saline.
Mm.
The sponge can't be too wet or the saline short circuits the electric
sponge
current.
Moistened with Selena Gomez?
That's right. And it can't be too dry. Or it'll have too high of a resistance. So it's got to be in the Goldilocks zone. The sponge has to be just right.
That's
right.
The Green Mile where that Percy fuck rang out the sponge dry or whatever.
Right, right.
Bastard. I hate that guy. Even in real life, I hate him now.
An additional electrode
jangles
is moistened with conductive jelly.
You almost did it.
Moistened with a conductive jelly called electrocreme.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
From the makers
of KY.
Of rope wax.
Exactly. So you get some electrocreme.
Man,
and this
that
is
sounds
attached
like
to the leg.
That sounds like you pick that up at the Deja Vu boutique.
Yeah, if you swap the term like electrocution with dildo, this whole description takes on a different flavor.
I think those are both jerk off products. You know what I mean? Like wax a rope
and electrocreme. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the prisoner's blindfolded.
It tingles.
Adding to the.
Yeah. This is a sex move for sure.
It has eucalyptus in it.
Yeah.
The team withdraws from the room. The
it's
warden
like jerking
signals,
off of Head and Shoulders. I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The warden.
Oh, the minty tingle.
Don't. If you're a pro, you'll go sell some blue.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oof. Oof. I had dick dandruff. Yeah. What do you want from me? Stop judging me. What's that blue stuff? What's that blue stuff on your shorts? I had dick dandruff, bro.
Flaky dick skin.
Are you fucking
sell
Smurfs
some blue.
Again?
Yeah. Aren't Smurfs black?
No,
they're just their feet. Their feet are black.
No, they have white shoes.
No, their feet are black.
You never seen
Smurfs feet are black.
They have white shoes though.
So now they have white shoes. Hold on.
Papa Smurf gets to wear red. I mean, like, everybody else's.
I don't think they wear shoes at all. I think they're barefoot.
No, they have.
But
no,
the bottoms of their feet are probably black from walking around the street all day. They're,
Smurfs have black feet. Let me look. Watch. Smurfs' feet
okay,
black.
I need to see this.
The Blackfoot clan.
Are the Smurfs French?
Why would they be fringe?
You're gonna turn black and loose.
I think you're going down the wrong rabbit hole over there, buddy. Black, loose, French. Black Smurfs at all.
Maybe I've been lied to all my life. I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck told you that shit.
There's black Smurfs, though. There are black Smurfs. Yeah, there are.
No.
No, there's not.
Smurfs feet black.
Was it hip-hop Smurf? Like, what Smurf is black?
There's, right here, here's a picture of a black
Smurf. Humpty Smurf.
Racist Smurfs.
It is a Humpty dance. Humpty Smurf.
Yeah, I don't know.
Smurf.
I've always
Humpty
said
Smurf.
I'm going with their feet are black.
No, I'll stick with it.
Smurfly Snipes.
I've never seen them outside of those shoes. So the warden signals the executioner, who connects the power supply. A jolt between 500 and 2,000 volts, which lasts for about 30 seconds. Signals turned off. The body relaxes. The doctor waits for the body to cool down. And then goes
smoke
in.
Comes out of your fucking head. Exactly. And it smells like bacon in the room.
To check to see if the heart is still beating. If it is, they zap them again.
Bacon.
Yeah.
That's why they call us long pig.
That's right.
Yeah.
They usually grip the chair so hard that they break their own bones and dislocate their joints while they're in there. The tissue swell, defecation occurs, and then cooks off.
I thought I came hard.
Steam, smoke, and the smell of burning. U.S. Supreme Court Justice William Brennan gave a description. He said, quote, "The prisoner's eyeballs sometime pop out and rest on his cheeks."
Oh, fuck. The prisoner, I thought they had a mask on.
The prisoner, they probably do.
Not today.
The prisoner often defecates, urinates, and vomits blood and drool. The body turns bright red as its temperature rises and the prisoner's flesh swells and his skin stretches to the point of breaking. Sometimes the prisoner catches fire. Witnesses hear a loud and sustained sound like bacon frying, and the sickly sweet smell of burning flesh permeates the chamber.
Ooh, that's like the Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark when they look in there and their face melts off and shit. That's literally what I picture.
So at post-mortem, the body, as soon as the body's dead, it's hot enough that if someone touches it, they will get blisters.
Damn.
So they have to wait several hours to even start messing with the body because the inside of the body is so hot that the coroner will burn
themselves.
This
seems like a worse, it's worse than hanging.
I think I could take the Instant Pot market with that. The Instant Chair. If it can cook it, that's 30 seconds.
Is big.
30 seconds, yeah. Dude. And you got fucking, it's so hot it blisters.
Yeah, we should have your energy bill.
Yeah,
though.
It steamed him first. We should have put it on zero, guys. Yeah. It's fucking.
So, and this is one that goes.
That's how you make beef Jeremy.
Yeah.
That's right. It goes bad on the regular, the electric chair, because there's so many factors that can be fucked up. And then you end up with people who have to get jolted 9 times.
What happened to just regular old jumper cables?
Like their fucking hair lights on fire.
Did you see the guy that it fucked up and like blew the transformer up? Yeah. And then, so he got sort of fried.
It was more than meets the eye.
He kept complaining that he tasted cold peanut butter. That's all he kept saying over and over. They tasted cold peanut butter after he got half fucking like fried. And then he got killed the next day. He's the only guy to ever have to get shocked twice.
Wow.
Like, cause they had to fix it. It wasn't like, oh, hit him again. His heart didn't stop. It's like, oh shit, it broke before it killed him. Now he's walking around talking about peanut butter. And then they fucking, maybe that's my problem. Dr. Max's shock therapy has gone too far.
What are you talking about?
No. What are you talking about? Who?
That's weird. That's a weird thing to say.
It's always on the tip of my tongue. Maxis.
Just the tip.
Maxis.
Yeah.
Those are tires.
Maxis.
You probably seen them.
You probably have. Firing Squad is another one.
That still happens. That's crazy.
Still happens, yeah. It was reauthorized in Utah in 2015 because, again, they can't get the drugs for lethal injection, so the firing squad's becoming more popular again.
Well, it's cheaper.
So
that's pretty gangster.
Up until it started to get reauthorized in various places, Utah was the only place that used it, and it was... That was one of the alternates. Like the inmate could choose firing squad over the lethal injection.
I watched the dude that chose the firing squad, and they have 5 guys with 30-30s aimed through these slots in a fucking hole at this bulletproof chair, and they hang a white piece of cloth over his heart position.
Yep. Doctor goes out, hears the heart, puts a white circle right where the heart is.
And then they all take aim, and then something like a thing goes off
that way
like
you don't
3
know
minutes after the hour of midnight.
That's like
they all fire, but one gun has a blank in it, apparently. Right. But it was funny, it brought up this thing that was common, I guess, throughout time of firing squads, is that no one wanted to take the responsibility and people would miss. And so there was one account where they were 15 feet away from the person they're supposed to kill, and everybody missed. So they're like, bitches.
See, that's my problem. If you're not ready to kill the person, you shouldn't push the button or pull the trigger.
That's why I like the Old West mentality. I like the fact that there's a fucking executioner. And I mean, when someone's got a hanging, you fucking telegraph the executioner and you pay for the money he rides out in the train.
And this is,
but you have an experienced, trained person.
That's the first serial killer.
Kevorkian does the lethal injection.
Right.
I mean, they could have really taken him in. The other thing is, like, let cops go and shoot these guys. That would start doing some of, they don't have to kill people out on the street. They have a nice legal way to do it.
I wonder if you gave them 1 minute to do it themselves.
Oh, to kill themselves?
Yeah.
That goes against some religion and stuff, though, of killing yourself.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Or so if you didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but some people, they get religious in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can't kill themselves.
And they find Jesus,
So for the firing squad, they're not actually, I mean, you picture them standing up or being tied to a pole or something, but they're strapped down with leather straps into a chair. They're in a room, an oval-shaped canvas wall is around them. The chair is surrounded by sandbags to absorb the blood. A black hood is pulled over their head.
Sandbags. That is so inefficient. Like, you can't put a tarp down?
Yeah.
Sandbags. Like you're going to have to fucking pick up bloody sandbags and do something with bloody sand.
What's
you're
going to wash the sand. Hey, what's the sorbent and stuff? Like, they have in stores? Like,
you know, just get a
spill fucking, on aisle three.
Cat
just
litter.
Just get a stack of ShamWows.
Yeah.
Like Vince would be all up on selling some fucking ShamWows for that.
Yeah.
I say cat litter, but actually I say tarp.
I go with ShamWows.
It's Zorbent.
It's Zorbent.
Zorbent is that's a brand.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were fucking that word up. I was like, are you really saying Zorbent?
No. It's called Zorbent.
Why would I think that? Whoa. I don't know why I would think that, right?
You try to make fun of me?
No, I didn't try. I succeeded.
he was making
Wizardsly
fun
of Waverly's place.
So the people with there's five shooters and they're
just like JFK.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
every angle.
It's weird. They stand in an enclosure 20 feet away and they aim their rifle through a slot in canvas because the whole wall is covered in canvas. And then they pull the trigger.
Why would you cover the walls in canvas?
I don't know.
Just sandbags.
I mean, I understand. Like,
they're Mormon. What do you want?
Is it a painting?
Yeah, right.
Like, the blood splatters onto the wall. Oh,
maybe.
It's a painting.
Maybe they use it to train forensics, you know?
Oh, maybe.
They take advantage of that.
Spatter. Yeah, well, then they could figure out who killed them, though.
That's true.
By the angle.
That's true.
One of them isn't wearing magic underwear, though.
Right.
Yeah. That's how you have the control group.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Then there's the gas chamber.
That one seems decent.
Not really.
I don't know. It's pretty horrible.
The first one, they turn an old barbershop into a gas chamber.
I feel like the very first one. Inhale, you pass out. And you die. Like, that seems to be the
easiest. Well, in theory, if it works, it has to be
75 degrees, and, like, the cyanide thing has to react with this other fucking thing, and then it has to, like...
Well, the Germans didn't have any problem with it,
The thing. If all of these things are done properly,
so you're saying in a perfect environment, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like...
If it can go
I'm really on the... I just don't think it matters. I really don't think it matters. If they did something bad enough to get the death penalty.
But they might not have, though.
So what? They did it. If you were... No, I'm not getting framed.
I know, but you have to find the line of torture. Like, what's okay? Like, are you going to let some creepy dude sit there and pick at them with a needle for 20 hours?
Just as innocent people are going to die,
right?
Some people are going to suffer.
But I'm saying it's just that way. You don't quite agree with where the line's at. You're like, ah, fuck them. If it kind of fucks them up, fine. And I get that. But
they're going to die anyway.
I know, but there has to be a line or else it will inevitably be some super creepy fucks that are just like poking them with fucking things in their eye for hours to kill them.
Well, that's what it was back in the day. With milk and honey until they die from their own shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, where's the line?
Some people deserve it.
So they're trying to make the line the absolute quickest, most humane, because then obviously that's the line that most people would agree with if it went right.
Right.
Except for apparently you can see for like 5 or 10 seconds afterwards. Yeah. That's horrifying.
That's not, it doesn't matter. Like I'm saying, like, are they talking about it?
Brad at grandma's funeral.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Grandpa's crying. Grandpa, stop. It doesn't matter. Quit crying. You're going to die next week, bro.
The gas chamber, a guy named G. John was the first person executed by lethal gas in 1924. The state... tried once he was assigned execution. They said, we got a new way. It's cyanide gas, 1924.
It's the guy where they tested the cats.
World War I era. I'm not sure about that. I just know that the plan was they just pumped cyanide gas into his prison cell while he was asleep.
Oh, no, that, I didn't know that one. Yeah.
And it didn't work. It fucked him up. It made him sick as shit and fucked everybody else up.
Well, yeah.
And then they realized it didn't work because all the gas was just getting out.
What year was it?
It was getting 19, the neighbor, too.
1924. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy with the hose with the cyanide gas.
The neighbor that didn't have the death penalty, he was just in there.
So I have one at 1921.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it says Nevada did the first lethal gas in 1921. Governor Boyle,
Jerry Brown,
transformed an old barbershop. They sealed up the windows and all the and made a separate room, and they put two cats in the room and then introduced the two chemicals and killed the cats. And then the next day,
they were Schrodinger's cat.
It was cold. It was. I don't even know if they're really in there or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I looked and they were, but I was before I was like, are they?
Right. Yeah.
So they put him in there and it wasn't hot enough. So they had to go get a space heater because the chemical reaction has to occur at 75 degrees and above. So there's all these fucking weird variables. So finally they did it. It didn't work quite as planned, but he died pretty quick.
How do people kill themselves in their garages with their own car fumes? And we're trying to...
Because I think they pass out and then it's out of their hands at that point and it just keeps filling. So eventually they die. But they're trying to go as quick as possible. But I'm like, just fucking, you put that cyanide in this fucking mouth. Take a pill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
Last meal, cyanide salt. I have to say,
Brad just made a really good point. Like, it's supposed
just doesn't
to be,
seem right. Like,
killing yourself
scientists.
In the garage in a car is supposed to be like a painless. You sit there listening to music in your car. You fall asleep. You never wake up.
Yeah.
Why don't they just fucking park a 57 Chevy in the fucking prison and just turn that?
You don't even need
on.
That. You have a generator that's fucking pumping out fumes.
No, I'd rather go for the ambiance. Let the guy.
We
sit,
already know.
Let the guy sit at the wheel.
People die in
he
travel trailers.
He can pick
trailers.
His music.
You get to pick your car. And
you
shit.
Get to pick your music.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing.
I want Freebird.
It's just all it is. All it is carbon monoxide.
Right, right.
People die in trailers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They die in basements.
In basements, anywhere where there's low airflow and high carbon monoxide, a heater goes bad, and you fucking don't wake up.
So
it is painless.
Speaking
Nobody knows.
That, guess what they just finally thought of?
Carbon monoxide.
Nitrogen chamber.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So like, fuck, it took you that long? It's what's crazy is though, like 70% of our atmosphere is actually nitrogen. I don't know why they choose that we breathe oxygen. I guess because it's the effective component of the, that we need.
Well, it's nitrogen's in water.
Yeah, but we're actually breathing 70% nitrogen, not oxygen. But if you breathe 100% nitrogen, apparently you just fall asleep and then you just fucking, I don't even think you convulse or anything. You just kind of fucking slip away. And it's just a whatever gas that you can get. It won't hurt anyone if it leaked out.
But this one though, so
unless
they
it
take
explodes.
They strap you to a chair in an
That's
airtight
hydrogen.
Chamber.
Oh, hydrogen.
There's
a
pail of sulfuric acid under your ass. They put a long stethoscope through it and connect it to your chest.
This is so overly complicated.
I know. Everyone leaves. They seal the door.
Executioner.
No, this is the traditional method.
Okay.
They flick a lever that releases crystals of sodium cyanide into the pail, releases hydrogen cyanide gas. They're told to breathe deeply to speed up the process.
This isn't nitrogen.
Oh, the gas chamber. Okay. I was trying to think electric chair, gas chamber.
The prisoner is advised as soon as the crystals drop in to take deep breaths to speed up the process. You can imagine they don't.
Yeah. They're like, oh shit. And hold their breath.
Right. Yeah. So
they hold their breath, as long as they can.
They could just sedate the guy before they take him in there.
They could.
They do it at the dentist, give him laughing gas and then put him in there.
There was a guy named
Eddie Murphy raw.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who's in charge. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Apparently Charles, and he's a better babysitter than an executioner. Yeah, he's fucking shit out.
I want Charles in charge of me.
Yeah.
Carl Chessman got the gas chamber in 1960, and he told reporters that
after the gas chamber, he's talking to the reporters
before the reporters.
After he was like, "That sucked. It didn't even
because
kill me."
Because there was a big debate going on.
Interview.
There was a big debate about the fact that it was or wasn't painful. And he said, if it hurts, I'll nod my head while I'm in pain.
Okay.
And he nodded his head for 7 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Before he died.
That could have been nerves, though.
No, because they said that they don't nod their, like, that's not something that they do.
So he was fucking indicating,
like, hurting. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and he did it for a really long time.
I don't know.
Yes. So they say it's very painful, full of anxiety. And they say that it's similar to a heart attack, but it lasts for a very long time.
I say they should do surprise deaths.
I think the
priest
just comes in and fucking says their thing, and you say your piece, and you already had your meal, and they give you a couple fucking pills to chill the fuck out, so you don't even know what's going on, so it doesn't matter. The end was actually before you took the pills, and you're kind of dozed off, and then do whatever they got to do at that point. You know what I mean? You're not going to experience it.
Right.
That seems that they don't fucking drill into your teeth at the dentist and go, damn, I hope this doesn't hurt, and it all goes right. And you know what I mean? They fucking numb you because it's going to fucking hurt. They do that with surgery. Right. They do that with everything. Why would they not just do that?
Just sedate you.
Sedate you.
Right.
Like 20, and put 24
a
hours
mask,
ago.
Put a little mask on you.
Well, they do. They kind of do it. In, lethal injection is the only one where they do.
Right.
So
they can sedate you so much that you die.
Right.
Why are we not doing that?
Well, with lethal injection, they bind you to a gurney. It started in 1977, or they made it legal in 1977. The first one was done in Texas in December of 1982. They bind them to a gurney, and they put monitors instead of a fucking giant fucking stethoscope poking through a hole in the wall.
They take a tin can with a string, and another man pulls it taut.
Yeah. They have two needles, so one is a backup, and
that's dumb. Just do both needles.
Exactly.
If one's a backup anyway, just go and inject with both arms.
And so I'm dumbfounded here.
Yeah.
They raise the curtain so that everybody, all the witnesses, can see it. The inmates injected with sodium thiopental, which is an anesthetic, which puts them to sleep. Then they flow in Pavilion or pancuronium bromide, which paralyzes the entire muscle system and stops their breathing. And then potassium chloride stops the heart. I think the pancurium bromide is the thing that no one produces anymore. So that's
I bet they have it on Etsy. They got some hippie made it out of tree bark and shit. And it's organic.
Bromide.
Yeah, that's right. So a doctor can't do the injection, but they're there to make sure that it goes right. A lot of times it's difficult because a lot of times the prisoners have been heroin addicts and so forth. So it's really hard to find a vein. So then the injection ends up going in their muscle and it doesn't really fucking kill them. And they have to inject them again and reset the whole fucking stage.
Put it in their fucking eyeball.
Yeah.
They go right in.
But yeah, starting in, so Texas has 300, as of a year ago, they had 317 inmates on death row, but only enough of the lethal injection drug to execute two of them. And Ohio only had one dose of the drug left. And Hospira was the name of the U.S. company that provided the drug, but they don't provide it anymore.
So what it is, Hasbro?
Hasbro, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they
make games and lethal injection.
I saw a thing on botched executions and with hangings, total executions. This was from, I'm trying to remember the time frame.
You know what they should do is just put all the guys in death row in a room together. And there can only be one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I fucking
it's been
like
in movies.
That. Yeah.
It's been in movies.
And you win your freedom.
Yeah, you win your freedom.
Or don't put them in a room. You should like clear out a whole wing of the prison.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like
drop in a couple of weapons.
Put them in a fucking airplane hangar, right. Like some places to hide and shit, you know.
Kick up the cameras.
It's Hunger Games.
Right. There's some food, there's some weapons, there's some basic medical supplies, and it films until one person is alive and then they get a stay of it.
They're actually not free though, because the next round they gotta go in and win that one too. Like the winner.
They just live as long as they keep winning.
Yeah. You gotta keep winning or else you don't live.
So from 1890 to 2010, an estimated 3% of all U.S. executions were botched. And I was looking at the numbers. So lethal injection was the most botched. 7% of all lethal injections go wrong. Hanging was next, which 3.something%.
I mean, I agree with Brent on this. In this day and age, how are we doing this?
Right. Sorry, lethal gas was next, 5%. Hanging was 3%. Electrocution was 2%. And firing squads?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero motherfucking percent. Like, give me the firing squad.
Cha-ching.
There's no botch.
Yeah.
That's not saying it didn't. I mean, that's saying botched as in they died after fucking a half
some
hour
bullshit.
Or several hours
some
or
bullshit.
Another
they
day
suffered for
they suffered for a long
time.
Fucking time
because
here's the other thing, firing squad, even if you did fire and the guy was still alive, just load another bullet. They're not alive for long. Well, but even with that, that would be a botch. There were no botches. Firing squad, zero botches.
Why you got to put 15 feet between you too, though? Just fucking get up on that shit. And there's absolutely no way. You know
treat it
mean?
Like a dick.
Yeah. Get up on it.
Yeah.
So I found a good site that was a lot of info on the different methods. And I found another one that sort of goes through the history of executions and various methods and so forth. I'll post those in the show notes. But I don't know. The whole idea. The whole thing is a weird topic. The idea of whether or not it should
well,
be
I can see
legal
why,
or whatever.
And
totally
I can see why people
discussion.
Are opposed to that shit because of these numbers and the bullshit that they're doing to accomplish
right.
a simple task.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Just do the
like
firing
I said,
squad.
You can take a cat into the vet and it gets a shot and goes to sleep.
Because one person agreed to do it and they did it directly into the cat. They're putting a mechanism between them and a fucking system right. of two buttons right. so that no one's accountable as the executioner. That's the variable that's happening is trying to keep someone accountable.
But it's
the
like they have these weird toxins that they're, oh, nobody produces them anymore.
On the electric
no, there's
chair,
all kinds of shit
what
that
they kills
say about
who throws the handle on the electric chair. They didn't say that was a weird two people
no,
random
it's just
roulette
a dude.
System.
Yeah.
A dude does it. Can't that dude give the shot? Stick
exactly.
that shit in your right. fucking arm and
that's,
go.
And that's what I'm saying. If there's three people that are designed to press this button that has to kill somebody, if you're not willing to be the only one there, then you shouldn't be there.
Right. Or tell one serial killer, hey, buddy, you're not on death row anymore, but you're killing people. And he's
going to love it.
Does it.
Yeah. Yeah. You get life. You're never going to get out, but yeah. you get to be the one that kills
you get to
everybody.
Travel
you get
around,
to kill everyone.
Go see all the different prisons.
Yeah.
You know, give you the royal treatment
right.
as much as it can be.
Yeah.
And you get to just
you
hammer
have,
it out.
You have a fucking a building full of killers and you're trying to figure out who could kill this guy.
Yeah.
And fucking trying to make it random.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
I will say
somebody out there wants to kill somebody. Let them do it.
It made me want to rewatch. I only saw it once and it was right when it came out. It made me want to rewatch Dead Man Walking with Sean Penn. Because that
I've never
movie
seen that.
Fucked me up.
Did he go
that
full retard in that movie?
Fucks you up. No, he's just some fucking he's just some dude on death row and like it takes place. I don't remember the time frame, a couple weeks before the death, and he asks right. for a nun to come in to like tell him about God. And it's like as it get like it's pretty fucked. Like it's a very impactful movie. It really like I was like, oh God. Like my roommate at the time wanted to watch it. And I lived in the garage and he had a TV set up in the basement and it was hot as balls in the garage and very
Say
cool
fuck,
in the basement.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll go down and watch this fucking movie. And I went down there and begrudgingly watched it and I was just fucking hooked and it's fucking heartbreaking.
How many people live in the house that you had to live in the garage?
Three people in the house.
They just kicked you out to the garage. How big is this house?
No, they let me stay in the garage. Yeah. I had no place to live and I had no money because I was a grad student. My rent was
converted.
He had a dog bed in the corner.
It was converted.
My rent, well, it actually was. It was a little bedroom in the garage with little bathroom. And I had a really small AC unit, but in the dead of Bakersfield balls, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But my rent was every time I got a financial aid check, I took the family to El Torito for dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was my rent.
Man, so El Torito's gone. El Torito's so gone.
Fucking, that is was it? A very yeah. fair.
What's it called now?
Fucking some lame.
Papa's Peppers.
Some execution
some
place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Execution.
Speaking of execution.
Yeah.
El Yucateco.
Is our
Sean Penn, 2001. I am Sam.
That's what it is. I am Sam.
Went full retard, barely
yeah,
made a
no,
recovery.
That's a different one. Yeah. Dead so, Man Walking, if you haven't seen it and you want a fucking really horrible, heartbreaking story, then it's worth watching.
Don't watch She's So Lovely because that one just fucking sucks.
It was what that. It was what de-Spicoli'd Sean Penn for me. Because up until then, he was just Spicoli.
Oh, okay.
I was like, people were talking about him like he was an actor of some merit. And I was like, fucking Spicoli?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Because he hadn't really done a lot of movies yet.
Garbage.
And then Dead Man Walking came out. And I was like, Spicoli's in Dead Man? And I was like, God damn, he fucking knocked it out of the park. So, although I would like to see him remake Dead Man Walking.
How old was
where
that
he
movie?
Plays Spicoli getting a lethal injection.
How old is that movie?
It was like early 90s.
Oh, yeah. And then he did I Am Sam.
Yeah.
He broke the rules.
Yeah,
did he go full?
Never go. He went full.
He went full, yeah.
In that one, yeah.
He didn't. He barely came back.
Yeah, that's right.
Barely came back.
All right. Thank
I
you
love
to
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They are our primary sponsor. They make delicious hot sauce in a variety of flavors. They actually have 7 flavors. I even have some weird ass shit from back in the day that's probably expired that was called table salsa. So officially 8 if you count that one.
It'll make your Haney's spicy.
Yeah.
It will.
We need one more Haney.
Yeah.
What do we have?
We have Haney.
Zany.
Rainy Haney.
Zany Haney.
Yeah.
I think the Rainy Haney is my favorite.
If you have hemorrhoids, it's a painy Haney.
Yeah. Or you could have a veiny Haney.
Oh, God.
That's after you ass fucking somebody.
Yeah. Or you're squeezing so hard the veins are popping out.
That's like a mushroom veiny cloud Haney.
Yeah. Yeah.
It changed my mind. If you have too much psyllium husk, it's a grainy Haney. I was gonna quit. Pulled myself back in on that one.
You got the drainy Haney.
That's worse than the rainy Haney.
Yeah.
Because the rainy Haney implies some pressure.
Yeah.
The drainy Haney is it's just falling out. It's just liquid drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good.
So anyways,
so you too can become the sculpt member of the month.
he loved it. All right, so thanks though. You can take a hot sauce, go check it out. They're at the grocery store, they're at Walmart, Target. You can get it online. You can find it at most of the little crazy, like little Mexican grocery stores, like little carnicerias have like all the flavors. Walmart has 2 to 4 flavors. Target, it's on the wrong aisle. You gotta like go look
bullshit
for it.
Ass
shit.
Albertsons doesn't have it.
They don't have it.
At least the one I shop at doesn't.
Yeah, they don't have it. Might. I don't think everyone has Albertsons either. I think it's kind of like barely Bakersfield. I don't know how far that goes.
No, it's a chain.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they bought Safeway.
But they probably call it the other thing.
They bought Vaughn's.
It's like Hardee's though. And it's regional what you carry. So I don't know.
Now it's all the same. If you go to Vaughn's, Safeway, or Albertsons, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, go try some. They're awesome. Also, thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. If you need any type of printed goods, stickers, banners, flyers, things such as that, they do all type of printed goods, and you can use code SOFA. Is it just code SOFA? Code SOFA King.
SOFA King.
Code SOFA King to save some money. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He just finished up our samples of our new shirt, so we're going to take some pictures wearing nothing but the shirt pretty quick here.
And, does he listen?
Yeah,
he a listener?
Yes.
I'm really glad he's sending me a copy of that D shirt.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Shirt.
He didn't say it was a surprise, but that's on order and on its way, as is some mystery thing for you right now. Ooh. There's something else coming that I don't know what it is, and it's not that shirt.
Ooh.
But he is going to give you the D.
Thank you, Jimmy.
It's just in the mail.
Yeah, he is going to. Jimmy D is going to give me the D.
You know, when you're at work and you go to the bathroom and then you come out and you're doing the walk of shamey hamey.
Wow. I'll accept it.
Yeah. It's when the bathroom's too close to the living room and you know company's going to know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to turn on the fan.
That's
crack
the shame.
Window,
that's the shamey.
Light
Haney.
A candle. Yeah. Spray it.
Yeah.
So it just smells like someone shit peaches now.
Yeah.
Is that the sprainy Haney?
Yeah. Sprainy Haney. Yeah.
All right.
Not
so
a sprainy Haney is when you're just fucking squeezing so hard and fucking sprain your wrist gripping on the side of the toilet or something.
Wow. We got left. Digital Creations, our coffee mugs, and other goods are available on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. Go there, buy stuff. We're going to have a limited pre-order for this new shirt that's coming out. It's really cool. I think everybody's going to like it. And I think that's all. Oh, I have a winner. Let me give away one in here. We have a social media winner for the Richard Ramirez episode. It's Chris Cox. And you know what he loves? Mm-hmm. Social media sharing.
Yes.
So, and the podcast. You guys were thinking Cox, I bet. Dirty-minded bastards.
Dirty minds.
Yeah, so, but he's going to get a t-shirt for sharing on Facebook. So if you want a t-shirt for free, you can try and we might pick you. But we're going to send Richard Ramirez a shirt. And
Richard Ramirez?
Yeah. He's
good luck.
Damn it. If I can find a fan named Richard Ramirez, he gets a shirt too, because damn, what a coincidence.
Yeah, but Chris Cox,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Right.
Someone's going to make a whole account, like backdate their pictures and shit.
Yeah, just change their name to Richard Ramirez. It's Sam Colbert.
You want to go that far?
If you go that far, you're getting a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
To one of them. Only to one of them.
Yeah. It's going to the first one.
Yeah.
First one we see.
Oh, it's either going to the first one or the best one.
I say we just go on Facebook right now, find a Richard Ramirez.
Send that guy a shirt.
Send him a fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Just because of your name.
I like it.
We should do that.
All right. Well, so that's all I got.
If you're on Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast and join in the conversation there. Also, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at SofaKingPodcast. Share, join in the conversation, comment, and you win shit.
I have one more. I forgot. All Geeks Aside Podcast. I need to give him a shout out because I said I would, because he started a landslide of like, who's your favorite podcast over on another account. So it was kind of cool. Thank you for that.
It's always appreciated.
Yeah.
So check them out on Instagram too. I think at All Geeks Aside. Yeah, at All Geeks Aside. Check out our personal Instagrams at SofaKing Brad, at SofaKing Brent, at SofaKing Dave. Also check out the Captain S underscore SK quotes. She does quotes from the show that she picks and does some cool artwork with.
The Valiant
sometimes.
Intruder.
Yeah, sometimes Hilgenfeld gets in on the art and draws some stuff up for it. The Jason one, Jason quote, Jason Voorhees was cool. Sophisticated Jason.
Yeah.
So check her out. Also, SofaKing Podcast Art Unofficial. We have original art from Tyler Mott, who does basically, what is it, a collage of the show, kind of what's been said.
Yeah.
You can go there and get an idea of what's been done in the show. And then also Hilgenfeld, which I just mentioned, resident SofaKing artist, and he is a freelance artist. You can get some stuff done if you need it. So check out his profile. Give him
for
a
the
like,
record, I just found a really cool Richard Ramirez.
There we go.
Could use.
You got a shirt, motherfucker.
So, but I'd still rather see a local shout out. I mean, a person from the group.
Cool.
Who is Richard Ramirez?
So we're looking for Richard Ramirez.
But they have to be better than this Richard Ramirez who I'm looking at.
Okay.
Also go to patreon.com/SofaKing Podcast if you'd like to donate to the show. Anything is appreciated, even a dollar.
Yeah, we got a bunch of new ones. Thank you very much.
Thank
everyone.
You. Yeah, and absolutely. You're not a fuckface peasant anymore. We actually appreciate you. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I shipped out like 36 packages or something in the last, I don't know, 4 days. So there's a bunch of shit out there. If you get it, post it. We really appreciate it.
Please post it. Yes. Tag us. Yeah. Tag other people. Tag your friends.
Ass tag it.
Ass tag it.
Wash it before you wear it if you can ass tag it, though. Yeah.
The end song is Bottom Line by Early Mac. Don't be retarded.
Thankful to God that I'm breathing and even the odds. Looking out the window on the plane, I'm believing in God. Back in the day, I hit up Shine when I needed a ride. He took me to my destination, but still needed to fight. Damn. It's silly now, cause he merely rocking minutes from Compton. Damn. Brad seen a nigga running and put me in office. Cousin trapped it, the street ice pick did the beat. Niggas talking slick, thinking sweet, one day we gon' meet.
Yeah.
Who got warrants in these streets but no warranty deeds? They told me not to worry, it's worrying me.
Yeah.
When you get your bread up, you can get your swag. Diversify your revenue, you never knew to mix your bag.
Damn.
You kiss your mama the same out that you just your dad, you just as bad. If you ain't filling up your mama kitchen cabinets, if you ain't heated, then tell me what made the pistol mad enough for you to bust him in his chest, mad Mr. Fab. I got heli swagger, y'all melancholy out in Cali. Hit the blade dance when I'm in the valley. Better way that booty poking is so damn inviting. Never knew a nigga ain't real, but I gotta keep it light. Should we keep the peace so we can keep from fighting, or should we keep fighting to keep the peace from violence? Eating healthy, that's the reason why my grandma 90. That's the reason why grannies be looking Aunt Jemima. All my efforts is a blessing to my little daughter. If I see she catch a cold, I give her silver water. If I see she want a business, I'ma give her goals. Help her meet the goals. Win or lose, I'ma give her gold. Fuck Willie Lynch, I got common sense. Everybody came from black women, bitch, I'm on that tip. If you think not, then you misinform. Even though it may sound foreign, we know it as a norm. When Donald may stay woke, you thought it was a joke. While you sleeping, the other Donald squeezing your throat. Your honor don't honor niggas on honor rolls. All they know is take those bank notes with the missiles. They made a wedge, but never build a bridge. What's a smile on a clown if he killing kids? I ain't in the sentimentals, I'd rather we shine. I ain't got no time for nothing but the bottom line.
CD2. We yeah. Da da da.